Yes, USDA statisticians in their new crop report did lower the yield forecast for corn.
The problem, I think, is that yields weren't down as much as the trade expected.
So USDA Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer says USDA's corn production number wasn't down then as much as expected, only a drop of 102 million bushels from their July forecast to just over 14 billion bushels, just about a billion bushels less than last year's record, third largest U.S. corn crop ever. Meanwhile, Brazil's corn crop looks to be a record, 98.5 million tons, 1.5 million more than had been expected in July.
Why is that important? Because that's the second crop corn that comes off here in the 2 months before our own crop comes off and provides us a fair amount of competition.
Reason number one, then, for pressure on U.S. corn prices.
And two, you got a big soybean bump. And so it's hard to think you're going to get a big corn rally when you got more than expected soybeans. So we kept that corn price flat, $3.30.
Same as the July forecast, a nickel less than this past season. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.